Well, 90% of the people got water from a spring somewhere close to around that place.
Yeah.
But you could dig a well 20 feet, 22, 24 feet.
Yeah.
And then you'd get water. Now, here at Van Cleve, they dug 64 feet. And they hadn't hit water. And they cut a cypress log into about this big and brought it to the top of the ground. It was under the clay there.
Huh.
And that was some kind of a tremendous upheaval in this country that we've got, that I never read or heard nobody say they ever read anything about. Now, I don't know how many hundreds and hundreds of years ago it happened.
A cypress?
A piece of cypress timber. And I looked at it thousands of times.
It was 64 feet down?
Under the ground, in the clay dirt, solid clay dirt all over it. Then they cut it in two, 4 foot long. Over this end and this end, they brought it to the top and they washed the dirt off it and they put it on a post office gallery that I told you this old man wrong. Uh-huh. It was in his place, it having the well dug. They'd always had to haul the water. And the bunch of men wasn't doing nothing, says, we'll dig you a well. You know, he was feeding them anyhow. That's all, he was looking for something to eat. You'd go to groceries, you'd do anything.
Yeah.
So they went down 64 feet with digging with a shovel and pulling the dirt out with a windlass. And they cut this cypress log in two. And so I know with that, once in time, there was a tremendous upheaval in this country that we've got no record of or nobody has. Or I've never read about it. Now, like I told you, I've never heard nobody say that they, well, lots of people didn't give it a thought, although it was just a log out of the bottom of the ground.
Yeah.
But I went deeper than that with it, I thought.
What do you think happened?
I said it was a tremendous earthquake or an upheaval of some kind, a belch up from the earth that threw things up high in the clouds and come back down the dirt.
God, that's amazing.
That's what I think happened. Now, I got a big rock out there in the yard that I got up there on the side of the river. But you can't find one like it again or you'd hunt all your life. But it come out of the ground. It belched up there and it was on top of the ground. But people didn't pay that no mind to it till I went there. Wanted to get it, and then everybody wanted it. But I got it.
Well, what would you call the kind of thing you dug?
It was a well. You call it a well.
Well, no, I mean, the water would flow along in it.
Oh, you dug a ditch? Or a canal?
Yeah, right, ditch, yeah. Now, a shallow kind of place, arm of the sea, would be something that would flow out into the sea.
This was lakes, though. I was taught that there were little lakes alongside the creeks and bayous and everything, but even they call them.
Yeah. But it was sort of a narrow bit of water that would flow in and out with the tide.
Yeah, it was a bayou or a creek or a, yeah.
I see.
There was one down there that where I told you my daddy was raised, where he, it's called Malibranch. The water flowed up and down it for a long ways out of the tide water.
Was that the name of it?
Yeah, I called it Malibranch.
The town? Or
the branch, the swamp, the little swamp. The water run up and down through the little, in other words, it's, if you'd look at it, you'd say, well, one day somebody dug a canal here and it all caved in around it, see?
Uh-huh.
But it just goes up away from the bayou up where lots of water comes out of the country and comes down and goes into the bayou. Through that low place where they cut this place out in the bottom, and then after the water quits running at all up the bayou, up to from there, come any water coming down, no rains and nothing, no water coming down, well, the tide goes back up in there now, see.
Now, what would be the kind of a deep, narrow valley that the stream of water had cut into the woods or in a field, say about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across?
Well,
did you ever have any of those? You know,
we always called them gullies.
Gullies?
Yeah. There's a gully washed out up there now. You can't cross there no more. See?
Yeah.
Like you always went down. I know where this one was.